Well, it's been a really strange morning. It's about 11 o'clock now. I got up 6 o'clock this morning, walked Rudy, let him go to the washroom, came back to the boat, and I was just totally wiped. And then yesterday was a pretty easy day. I hadn't really done much of anything yesterday, but so I laid down on the couch and figured I'd have a snooze for a half hour, and I fell deep asleep. Had some really weird, very weird dreams. Bizarre dreams, but very vivid. I also know I had a lot of dreams last night, all night long, so that's why I woke up so tired. But I can't remember any of it. I can remember the two dreams this morning, but nothing from last night. I know I was really busy, because that's usually why I wake up tired. In the past, I used to remember, but I sort of trained myself in the last few years not to remember anymore, because I didn't want to. I was trying to make my life easier and simpler. And so I removed remembering the dreams. But anyway, I remember the ones from this morning. I explained them to Roberta, who just had breakfast. I'm just walking Rudy now on the island. I'm still kind of tired and out of it. But we both decided that the dreams are a reflection of my creating. Because a lot of times we're creating something that will cause change in our lives. I noticed that there's a bit of a disruptancy in my life, in my system. And especially if it's something I may have resistance to, or, well, especially if it's going to change my life. And even, you know, it begins to change my life while I'm creating it already, because I'm putting myself in a spot where I already have it. So in a sense, every day for that time I'm working on it, I'm basically putting myself in the spot of having it. So before it's even here, my life starts to change, and my behavior is changing, and my attitude is changing, and my feelings are changing, because that's kind of what I'm working on. I mean, I'm creating the confidence of having it, the ideas of having it, the thoughts of having it, the physical sensation and physical behavior of having that money. Because like I say, there's a whole bunch of stuff to this. You know, because I think, like I said, so I think the more I'm practicing the feeling of the 3.6 million, you know, the more I begin to change. And so, like I said, my behavior changes. Also, there's inside, I think, things are changing, because I'm opening to receive and I'm allowing more things to flow into my life. So that's some kind of inner change. I mean, the energy has changed in me, and I'm open to receiving rather than being semi-closed. So that is a big change. And I think because it's 3.6 million, it's a little different than, you know, when I'm creating smaller stuff like a boat. Or stuff, let's say, that's closer in a financial affordable range. So when we take a big leap, I think there is more change. But the same token, you know, that it's, well, it is more growth, and I think it's also faster growth. So there can be moments where it can be, I think, uncomfortable, because when we grow fast, there's growing pains. Yeah, I could call these growing pains, or creating pains, manifestation pains. Something like that, I suppose. Adjustments. I think we have to kind of allow for things like that. Also, I think when we, or when I, you know, create this way, although it doesn't seem tiring, and when I'm actually doing it, and when I do it right, it actually energizes me. You get a really good, happy, energetic, full energy feeling. But at the same time, I think when, you know, I'm going through all these changes, making all these adjustments, I think that takes a lot of energy and it wears down your body a bit, because it's actually quite a bit of work. And somewhere along the line, it's going to make a person tired. You know, till slowly all the adjustments come about. So I think it takes time. I think I'm also on the right track by just doing it maybe a few more weeks and then letting go and switching to something milder. And I think a person can keep going, but I can see there's all kinds of reactions my physical body is going through. And I think it's good to take a break from it, go to something lighter, easier, simpler probably, and then just let that be and let it work its way in, you know, and settle in. And then, if by chance nothing happens, we'll do it again until the, it kicks in. Now, what I know from past experience, what happens is, looks like I'm going to have to stop this conversation. It's the long weekend and people have invaded my little island.